in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, there you have it today. In penalty kicks, it is Italy over Spain in the European Championships. They will lie in wait on the winner of Denmark and England tomorrow. A big thank you and a big welcome to Hugh O'Connor's Pub, Marquee Entertainment Center at 7620 Katy Freeway. If you're out and about on the town, come on in. Got a little group building in here. I think it's going to build up a little more as we get going. We got a good night in store here. By the way, Tuesday night's here. Half price bangers and mash. So I knocked one of those down the last time I was here. Fantastic food here again. And Dave and Goose will take care of you. So come on out. Again, it's Hugh O'Connor's Pub, 7620 Katy Freeway. We've got a lot of good guests in store here tonight. By the way, show always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they are the presenting sponsors of this show. Okay, so coming up at 8 o'clock, and we will have it on the monitors in here. We have Argentina getting set to take on Colombia. As I mentioned, Italy on penalty kicks over Spain. We're going to talk about that. We'll do a deep dive on the Houston Dynamo-Seattle game, which is tomorrow night on Channel 55. We'll get a couple of local journalists in, Victor Ariza and Jesus Acevedo. Second segment, we will have good friend, musician extraordinaire, but you see him on Fox 26. He is the one and only Ruben Dominguez. So he'll join me in the second segment. He's actually a big supporter of soccer, has done a lot with his show when it comes to in the mornings doing hits, promoting the great game of soccer in Houston. So Ruben will be on. He's already here. So if you want to come out and say hi to Ruben, you can. And in the first segment here, in a matter of minutes, we'll have on from the U.S. men's national team, Daryl Dike. Now, he's an amazing story. He played at the University of Virginia, 2020 MLS Super Draft choice. Months later, he is a guy that is on his way to England in the championship, bangs in a bunch of goals for Barnsley, went there on loan, and Daryl Dike will join us now. Daryl, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Hello?
Daryl, are you there?
I am here. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Daryl, thank you so much for coming on the program. I know you're getting prepared for the Gold Cup, but we're very excited to have you on. There's a few people here. We're on a live location sort of show, and some people here that were excited about the fact that you were coming on the show. So thank you for giving us the time. Let me just start out with what's it like to be back in U.S. Men's National Team camp as you continue on here and prepare for the Gold Cup.
No, I mean, it's obviously great to always, to be called up and to be here and be able to train with some of the best players in the country and then obviously under the best staff as well. So in terms of, not even just being a friendly, to have another opportunity to win a trophy for the country, I mean, it's a great experience, of course.
Daryl Dike, 21 years of age from Edmond, Oklahoma, and of course, he was the fifth overall super draft choice. Daryl, so much has happened to you in a short amount of time and also in a crazy year in a pandemic. Everything that occurred with Barnsley on your loan, your valuation shooting through the roof, all the different things that have happened to you. How have you kept your feet on the ground with all this attention as you continue to bang in goals?
For me, I just kind of do the same things that kind of got me here. I think, you hear about all these, price tags and, rumors and all these things and, all these things on social media. But, I mean, for me, at the end of the day, I think, just going out there, training, doing what I can, on the training pitch, doing what I can on the, game field. I mean, that's just kind of what I do. I think that's kind of how I kind of focus my attention to get to the next step, because if I start focusing on all the extra noise, I mean, that just takes me off my game. And for me, I just want to stay, you know, present now and just focus on getting better every single training session.
Do you have filters, Daryl? Because, I mean, look, you know, I look around today as I research some of the things going on with you. Everton's interested in you. This is heavy-duty stuff here. I mean, this is not something that happens to the everyday American soccer player. So, I mean, do you have filters? It sounds like you do, in making sure that you don't get ahead of yourself, because we do know the talent you possess.
Yeah, no, for me, I think, you know, I kind of go back to like what I said. I mean, I stay grounded because, I mean, I like to look at what the end goal is, and I like to, you know, look at where I am. And I like to think that in terms of, you know, no matter where I am in terms of my skill level, I'm not anywhere where I want to be. And that's kind of how I think of it, regardless of, you know, hearing all these things and what people say, you know, what actually is happening to me and my actual skill level. I mean, that is kind of the end-all, be-all, the evaluation that I have on myself. And, you know, I talk to my brother, and I talk to my siblings and coaches and stuff like that, and, you know, they help prepare me to, you know, achieve those goals and to do those things. So for me, it's just kind of, you know, taking a step back and thinking about what the end goal is and how I can achieve that and how I can get to that end goal, as, you know, maybe as soon as possible.
DK family's pretty incredible. He's talking about his brother, Bright, who played in Major League Soccer, also represented Nigeria. His sister, Courtney, played for Nigeria in the 2015 Women's World Cup. So the soccer roots run deep in the DK family. Take us through Barnsley a little bit and what an amazing experience this was, because, you know, you had the whole of United States all of a sudden finding out about Barnsley. Daryl DK is over there crushing goals. You nearly helped them gain promotion into the Premier League, which – it was a remarkable season in the championship for you. Take us into some of what happened at Barnsley and what that experience was like for you.
No, I mean, the experience at Barnsley was, you know, something incredible. I think for me, it was always, you know, it was always an idea for me to, you know, play over in England. I mean, growing up, I've always sat there, you know, watched games in the Premier League or watched games in the Championship, you know, knowing about all these teams. So for me to actually have this experience and be able to go play, you know, alongside top players, against top players, great facilities, great staff, is something that I really wanted to do, to not only grow as a person, but grow as a player. And, you know, luckily I was able to do that, because, I mean, the guys there, the squad, it was a really young squad. Everyone helped me. The staff helped me. The competition was something completely different than I had ever experienced. So, you know, it took some time to adapt. It took some, you know, some learning for me on the, you know, playing scale. But in terms of, you know, off the pitch as well, I mean, it was the first time I'd lived in a different country by myself. I mean, I don't even know why I'm saying by myself. First of all, I've lived in a different country, and that was an experience as well. I mean, luckily everybody there spoke English, of course. I mean, it was just a different experience, and that was kind of the main thing for me, is, you know, change on the field and off the field. It was just, you know, very different than everything I'd experienced. But, I mean, it was something that I loved, and it was something that I, you know, grew from.
If I'm correct here, Daryl scored 9 goals in 19 appearances at Barnsley on loan from Orlando City in Major League Soccer. So take me into that. The environment, the differing league, you know, what sort of skill set or other things did you maybe acquire in that league that maybe you didn't have to use quite as much in Major League Soccer to continue to grow yourself as a player? Because, you're only 21 years of age. The sky's the limit.
Yeah, no, of course, and that's kind of why I went there. I wanted to experience the change. And for me, the championship, the thing I immediately noticed was, the change in how physical the league is. I noticed in terms of pressing, there's much more emphasis on pressing and aggression, and, you know, defenders are, you know, flying into tackles. There's, you know, you'll see the nitty gritty type of football and stuff like that. So for me, that was some way I had to learn, you know, one, to, you know, how am I going to hold the ball? How am I, you know, going to be able to cope with, you know, a bigger defender or pressing or being able to last the entire game running and pressing and doing all this? So those were some of the main things. But another thing I had to tune into my brain is how to avoid maybe getting into those physical battles as much as, you know, maybe the MLS. I had to, you know, think faster, because people might have been pressing me faster, and the game might have been moving a little bit faster. So I had to think faster. I had to find myself in you know, different spaces so I could free up myself and give myself more time to think and give myself more time to, you know, get touches and my head up. And I think that was kind of the main kind of pitches for me. And, you know, of course the squad did a very good job at, you know, helping me out. Staff did a good job helping me out. And, you know, the momentum, you know, we were shooting up the table and playing some of the top teams in the table and competing, and playing some of the teams that were bottom of the table and still competing on, you know, full fronts. And then, of course, we won the playoffs and played good sides and scored there as well. So, I mean, that was the main thing for me, is challenging myself to play in a different environment, play against different players.
Daryl DK joining us here on Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. That was an incredible self-critique there. I mean, I was listening very intently to you. Is there ever a danger that you overanalyze what you're doing? And, you know, because I'm sure you're getting information from so many places. Is there a danger that sometimes you're taking in so much information that it can inhibit you when you go out to play in what is a free-flowing game?
Yeah, no, I think that's you know, it's a big important piece. I mean, you don't ever want to overload yourself. But, you know, for me, I recognize I'm only 21. You know, I'm beginning of my career. I like to watch soccer a lot, but at the same time, I don't know the game as much as some other people. So, I mean, even when I was there, even when I'm here, you know, I would call Greg. I would, you know, call Oscar out of Orlando. I'd call coaches back home, my brother, my family. You know, everyone was giving me tips and advice and here and go there. But, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, when you go on the field, you can look and say all these things to, you know, move here, do this, do that there. But in the moment, you know, you just kind of act on instinct. So obviously I heard all these things and took in all this information to grow as a player and learn. But for me, it was just kind of tuning my instincts, which just came with experience, which just came with playing more games. Because at the beginning of the Barnsley experience, there were things I didn't know about the league, you know, movements and, you know, how the league was going to be. And then as I played more and more games, I was starting to understand more things. And so that was kind of the main learning point for me, was, you know, playing games. Of course, I listened to tips, you know, from the staff and, you know, little cues and here's and there from other players as well. But, you know, for me, it was just the experience, just learning from playing, learning from all the players around me, playing against, learning from my opponents. And that was kind of the main thing for me, is how can I grow just every single match, every single training session.
So, Daryl, the obvious segue for me is now into Greg Berhalter. You're back with the national team. You've left Barnsley, which is different from Major League Soccer in Orlando City. Does Greg Berhalter now, I would assume, he's going to want some different things out of you in the striker position than maybe the coach at Barnsley wanted. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, of course. But I think that's another reason I went over to Barnsley. To, you know, when I played in college, this was the style of play. When I played Orlando with Oscar, you know, they play a style of play. I went over to Barnsley, they play a style of play. So for me, always learning different styles of play, learning how to play, you know, against different opponents, that kind of made me grow as a player, be more versatile. And then, of course, having been in previous camps as well, I mean, I know generally what Greg wants and what he expects and, you know, his style of play. Of course, there's still much more to learn, but that's something for me, is being able to, you know, be versatile and play in different systems and play against different types of opponents.
Now, is there, talking to your agent and everybody, is there an urgency to hit while the iron is hot? In other words, is there an urgency to get to Europe, you think, now, or that you've gained this interest from all these other clubs? Or is it a wait and see? Is there anything you can reveal along those lines? Because that's the thing I get most asked about you.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, I've heard about all the rumors and I've heard about all these things and stuff like that. But for me, I think a lot of that stuff right now is out of my control. So, I mean, I focus on what I can do, what I can control, which is, you know, being here with the national team and, you know, training day in, day out, preparing myself for, you know, whatever comes ahead of me. And, you know, right now that's the Gold Cup. And after that, then, you know, back to Orlando or whatever happens, that's when all those things come. But for me right now, it's just, you know, focusing on how I can get better in this next training session and, you know, how I can win the trophy at the end of this month.
Boy, I love your attitude. Daryl Dike, a member of the 23-man roster for Greg Berhalter, the U.S. men's national team. They'll open their play in the Gold Cup Children's Mercy Park and Sport in Kansas City. I know that's a wonderful place to play. How motivated is this young group? And I know it's a different group that, you know, before from the Nations League, but there just seems to really be a real nice esprit de corps with the U.S. men's national team now. And the thing I love about it is it's all being carried by young guys like yourself.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the greatest things is how diverse the team is. I mean, there's lots of guys on the team who've had tons of caps, have had tons of experiences in long careers, and then, you know, there's also the young guys like myself who, you know, are just kind of getting new to things, getting around, and, you know, with that gel, you know, with, you know, learning from some of the older players, learning from some of the younger players, and, you know, being able to interact with people because we all have the same interests, we all have the same goals off the field. I think that's something that's very important, and it shows on the field. It shows how we're, you know, willing to, you know, fight for each other, how we're willing to play for each other just because of that relationship that we form off the field. And I think that's something that's very important and something that carries, you know, that carries into, you know, every single training session, every single game. And then on top of that, with, you know, with other competitions coming up, you know, World Cup qualifiers, with all these things, you know, every player wants to, you know, go and compete and, you know, show what they can do. Because at the end of the day, you know, not every player is included in every single camp, but everybody wants to be included in every single camp. So, you know, showing how we can, you know, be included in as many things and win as many trophies for the country is the main focus for everyone. And I think with the squad, with the, you know, how the team is and the family feeling everyone has, it's a great thing to look at.
You know, Daryl, the other thing that's really amazing about what you just said, I think everybody's feeling the energy on the outside when it comes to U.S. soccer fans. About you guys grabbing the mantle and wanting to make this your own, and the energy that you're bringing, the places that people are playing, you know, your experience at Barnsley, guys on Juventus now, guys on Red Bull Leipzig, guys on Chelsea. It really is a fascinating time for U.S. soccer, I think, an unprecedented time, quite frankly. Do you sense that as well, or is it just kind of business as usual?
No, I mean, of course, in the back of our head, I mean, we look at the quality of players we have, and we look at, you know, the age of a lot of players, and we realize that we have something going for each other. But at the end of the day, similar to what I was saying earlier, I think, you know, we have to go out there and prove what we can do on the field. I mean, we want to change how the world views American soccer, and I think we have to do that by, you know, not only performing in clubs, but, I mean, when we get together on the international scale, I mean, we have to perform in games. And, you know, recently I think, you know, the staff, the players, we've proved that we can compete with the top competition, you know, playing against Northern Ireland, playing against Switzerland, winning the Nations League. And, you know, now we have another obstacle ahead of us to, you know, show what we can do, show the world, you know, what the young crop of players, what, you know, the staff, what the country as a whole can do and compete on a, you know, on an international level.
Daryl, what's it like playing with Nani? You know, the former Manchester United and the great Portuguese player. You know, it's got to be something special to be playing with him in that environment in Orlando City.
Yeah, playing with Nani is, it's incredible. I mean, when I first came into the league, I mean, he and Dom Dwyer kind of took me under their wing. I mean, Dom Dwyer more on the mental side and Nani, you know, more on, you know, the tactics and learning things and still mental side as well. And I think it's great. I think he pushes me so much, and obviously I respect him just because of everything he's done and, you know, the relationship that him and I have built. So it's good to have someone like that, especially when I'm just starting my career, to, you know, have someone who's had all the experience to, you know, give me all the tips, give me all the tools to be able to reach the heights that he hit and maybe even surpass him as well. So, I mean, after training session, you can see him and I doing things, you know, before training session, even in the locker room, he's always, you know, he's always there to, you know, even though he's towards the end of his career, you can still see how eager he himself wants to grow, but at the same time, how eager he is to, you know, allow me to grow, allow the young players to grow and to teach us all the things that he's learned. It's super important for me. And I, you know, truly recognize that I would not be the player that I am without having a person like him so early in my career, and I'm truly thankful for that, of course.
Last one before I let you go, a little fun one. What do you do away from the game? You know, how do you get a break from the game mentally?
When I'm not playing, I mean, I'm still in school, so I do homework there, and then I play video games. I play Warzone, I play FIFA. I hang out with friends, of course. But, just everything, anything I can be, I enjoy being social and talking to people. So that's kind of how I do my thing.
Well, you go to Virginia, so we do know you got to hit the books once in a while. That's for sure. Daryl, thank you so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure talking to you. Man, you are very articulate and very impressive, and not only on the soccer field but off it. Thank you for your time. Best of luck with the men's national team in the upcoming Gold Cup.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Daryl Dike. Had a chance to call a bunch of his college games, and, boy, when you were watching him, you knew professional soccer was in his future. I don't think there's any question. All right, we're going to take a break here. As always, we're at Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway. It is half-price Guinness Burger Night. You can also come in here and sip on a great Guinness. We're getting a few more people in here now. It's a big night here. Ruben Dominguez of Fox 26 will be on the show coming up next. We'll have Jesus Acevedo and Victor Ariza breaking down Dynamo Seattle. I got a couple of other things to talk to you about when it comes to European Championships and Copa America. So, and I forgot, Maxi Arruti, since Argentina's playing tonight. Maxi Arruti of the Houston Dynamo played for Newell's Old Boys. He will be on the show later on tonight as well. And we might even get a word from the great Dane Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, since the Danes are in a big one tomorrow. He's nervous. We're giving him a couple beers just to take the edge off. He is flying today, I can tell you that. He is ready. He is ready. All right, Daspit Law Firm. They are the presenting sponsors. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle. We don't want that to happen, obviously. If you drive an 18-wheeler, you might work in a refinery. You are going to need representation. You're going to need representation that works for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Get the representation you need. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. By the way, presents our show in Austin, Texas as well on the horn. All right, it's Van Hagar to break.
I assumed you knew. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Irish Bar and Restaurant. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Trey back in studio producing. Trey, thank you for everything you're doing today and producing. And obviously, I love LCD Sound System.
Me too. I have one of their shirts. This is probably my favorite LCD Sound System album. So,
by the way, you know, Tyler called you a music savant.
He did.
And I said, hey, I was the first to discover that at the station, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't I the first guy to come up with that? When I asked you about Gary Numan and Telecon, you came up with an obscure track from that album.
Yeah.
You remember
I
that?
I remember.
And you told me that your parents, you know, you picked up a lot of your music taste from your folks, too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Luckily, I had a good mom. So.
There you go. There you go. All right. Welcome back, Hugh O'Connor's Pub, 7620 Katy Freeway. A couple of quick pieces of housework here. Every Monday night here, it's Half Price Guinness Burgers. Tuesdays, it's half price bangers and mash. So if you want some great English food, come out right now. I had it last week. It's fantastic. There's a few people knocking it back. Wednesdays, half price fish and chips. Thursdays, steak night, live music. Best Guinness in town. But the thing I got to remind you, tomorrow you come here and you watch the Euros. Saturday, you watch the Copa America final. And Sunday, the European Championship final. We have a watch party here. So get out for that. Jan Christensen's hoping Denmark will be in it. My next guest, unfortunately, was disappointed with his Spanish roots. We'll get to him in a second. But, this is the place to go for the Euros. And as always, we thank long relationship with Peter and David going back to the Gorgeous Gael and West University, and we thank them for all their support of soccer, which leads me to our next guest who has supported soccer as well. You see him every morning pretty much on Fox 26. He is reporter extraordinaire. This guy works a lot harder than me, trust me, because the minute he's done, he's trying to come up with the next gig to do. He is the one and only Ruben Dominguez. How about a round of applause for Ruben? He's yes, past his bedtime.
Thank
he's
you.
Usually up.
Thank you.
He's usually up a little earlier.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right. So Spain, Italy today. Give me a thought or two on that, because you got a little Spanish.
My great grandfather on my mother's side was a Spaniard, and so always, you know, when it gets time to international, you know, contests and championships, and I always get the jersey out to represent España. But you know, I had it ready to come down here, but I didn't know, you know, wearing it anyway. I didn't know if this would be full of fans from. Italy.
We don't kill people.
Okay,
over
good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know if there was good.
I did not know the level
of hooliganism that I could have been walking into. So
the guy in the Danish jersey back there, you
very
keep
dangerous.
An eye on him. He does
very dangerous. Yeah, I've seen him in action.
You know
before.
Jan Christensen.
But thank you for having
Danish
me on, man. I appreciate the invitation.
No, this is exciting. And listen, the way you and I met was, you know, you
through
were doing
soccer.
A spot with me. I don't know whether it was a Dynamo or an international game in town. And
yeah.
I always appreciated the fact that you, as mainstream media, were reaching out into it, because for me that has always been the big challenge in this city, and it still remains the big challenge when it comes to coverage, healthy pressure, all those things, you know, that we love about other sports. You take me a little bit into kind of how you feel Fox 26 now with all the soccer coverage that Fox does, you know, and I've worked for your network too. Just where they are locally with the coverage and how they feel about it.
You know, I mean, I can't speak for you know, management or anything like that. You know, I just know that I personally love any opportunity to promote the game, promote what's happening in Houston. Ideally, I would love this to be one of those soccer cities that everybody talks about. With the diversity here, with the ethnic neighborhoods, with everybody here that's from another country where soccer is, they live it, they breathe it. We have a unique opportunity to make what happens in downtown Houston, what happens at BBVA, what happens with the Dynamo, something really special.
Like a Portland, like an Austin,
absolutely.
Like a Seattle. No question.
Absolutely.
No question
You got back from Austin and were telling me what an incredible experience that was. And so if I can do my little part and give it some exposure on television, if you know, it's just like we cover opening day for the Astros, just like we cover, you know, any major sport, any major event for the Astros or the Texans or the Rockets. You know, I like to make sure that the Dynamo are represented as well. You know, they just have a soft
and
spot in my heart.
Sports
and international,
too. No,
absolutely.
I mean, we have to position this with the rest of the pro teams in town,
sure.
And that's why. You know, a 2-minute hit with you or a minute and 30-second hit with you, whatever it is, that is valuable platforms. And those platforms cannot be wasted. And we do need to push our soccer leaders in this town to do more. And to your point about diversity, you know, you can talk about it all you want. You got to execute.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to get into these – get into the Mexican community, get into the Central American communities, get into the African community.
Absolutely.
There's tons of Nigerians here.
Yeah.
These are the people that we got to get out to the stadium. And it's not going to happen by just saying, hey, we're a pro team and come see us.
Right.
And that's off a good Dynamo game this past weekend. I like some of the new things that are being done. You know, beer prices were low, ticket prices were lower. This is how you get people back.
Right.
You get them in the building, you wow them, and then they're going to come back.
I mean,
but there's a lot of work to do.
There's a lot of work to do, and you can really get some bang for your buck down at a Dynamo's game, you know, compared to everything else. And it's like, I'm a big cheerleader for the city. You know, I travel, before the pandemic, traveled a few times a year for the station covering.
Mm-hmm.
I cover the primetime lineups, and whenever we were launching a new show in New York or L.A. or Vancouver, you know, I'd be there. And people were always very curious about Houston. They didn't really know a lot about it, but they were always having questions, and I was telling them, you know, this is like one of the best. I grew up in New York City. You know, it's like this is one of the best places on the planet to be.
Oh,
you know, it really is.
I left the East Coast and I said, I'm never going back. I absolutely love the people here.
I mean, the people here are amazing. The diversity is amazing. And like I just said a few minutes ago, I think you know, the seeds are here. We have the basic tools to grow an incredible dynamo culture, you know, incredible soccer culture, and really make it something that is
soccer culture is there. Now we need the MLS product
to
take its rightful place, and I think that's going to happen. New owner, Ted Siegel, impressive. Yeah. Makes a move, gets Jamie Roots in as CEO. I think that's a bar raiser there.
Big get.
I think Jamie will raise the bar without a question.
Absolutely.
But I do want to see this club go to the people now. You know, it's kind of like throwing a band on the back of a flatbed bed truck in the old days that they did in Harlem.
Barnstorming.
Let's get into the neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
Let's reach out. Let's get aggressive.
Absolutely.
And let's ratchet it down a notch or two on the corporate side and not make everything corporate. And we all know that's important, but let's get to the roots of the game back in the city, and you can fill that place, no question.
Absolutely. I called you. I was driving through a neighborhood in Southwest Houston. You know, I had to go way, way, way out there to, you know, just run an errand or whatever. And I was at this stop sign, and there was this little kid in a cul-de-sac, and this kid couldn't have been 12 years old, and it was just him and a soccer ball, and I was watching him do, like, some amazing stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, there's talent here. You know,
absolutely.
You know, there's incredible talent here. You know, we could, you know, it's untapped. God only knows what we can do.
I'm waiting for the day when that tunnel, Dynamo runs out of that tunnel and there's four local kids here. You know?
Right.
One kid from Stafford, one kid from downtown.
That would be amazing.
One kid from Humble, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. And it can happen and it will happen. I think it's inevitable. We're just playing a little bit of catch up here, but we'll get there. The other thing I want to tell you about Ruben is we also both share a big passion for rock and roll and
music.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And as he mentioned the story about the kid with the soccer ball, well, this guy works to buy guitars and put his daughter to college.
Right.
That's the sideline. But, every day I'll get a FaceTime comes in, and here's this guy with, Ruben's there, and he's doing some licks on the guitar, and he can play. He's in a band. And he's got a guitar that looks like the one Billy Gibbons plays for ZZ Top.
Sure.
Something cool. So tell me about the music bug, and because music's like soccer. It's global, it's everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I was not a gifted athlete as a young kid. I tried to play with all my friends and stuff like that, but played Little League and all this. But you get to the point where everybody just is a lot better than you are. So I started playing guitar and wasn't really great at that either, but you know, I developed a deep appreciation for music, you know, and it's been with me all my life. So that's just a huge passion. And you know, music is a big part of sports. You know, I mean, you go to an Astros game, everybody has walk up music. You know, you go to any soccer game, you're going to hear Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. You know, I mean, it's like it's just
woke. Didn't they replace Start Me Up? Wasn't it Start Me Up at that point?
God, I don't know.
I don't want to mention Gary Glitter, but
that
was the song.
That's been retired.
Those are like anthems for arenas, right?
But the funny thing about, and Glenn mentioned this earlier, you know, we met a couple of times during doing soccer stories, and then I get his number, and then, you know, in Fox had the World Cup and just whatever, and I'd be like, Glenn, meet me at can you be at the stadium at 7 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, Glenn, can you be at a sports bar because Mexico USA is playing? Whatever. And Glenn's like, I'll be there, no problem. And then the pandemic hits, everybody's world changes, and you and I probably talked more than we'd ever had before. You know, and whether it be like I'd call you, you'd be watching a soccer game or whatever, or we'd be talking Rolling Stones or whatever, and
A significant vinyl investment.
Yes, you
did,
and so did I. My wife's not happy about it.
I may need to be out on the streets.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Before we get too much further, though, I got to say, fantastic interview with Daryl DK in that first segment.
He was amazing. Well, as everybody knows, interviews are only as good as the person you're interviewing. You know that better than me.
Yeah.
And I thought he was incredibly articulate. For me, he's an interesting guy because I called his national championship game on ESPN when they lost to Georgetown in penalty kicks. And Georgetown did everything they could to control this guy in that game. He scored a fantastic goal in the game. But, you know, when you have these reference points, especially when you're a sports broadcaster, you can reference things. I mean, I could take you back to El Salvador and being in a stadium that's concrete falling apart. with 55,000 people, wondering if my personal safety was in a good place. Yet on the other hand, loving the cavalier kind of spirit of the whole thing. And I've got a lot of those things in the back of my mind, which, you know, that the reference is great. And the lens is something you can never take back. Now, I wish I did have one of the cell phones back then, and I would have a lot of cool things documented. But alas.
But you've got that depth of knowledge. You know, you've got you've got those years in the game, which makes you the journalist that you are.
That means you're old.
No, it's of course, you know. Let's not talk. It
means
know.
Time's flying.
Yeah, but you know, I could stop today and I have no regrets. I work with, and God bless them, you know, I have a lot of interns that come in and, you know, want to be sports. You know, it's like you got to really pay your dues and you got to really spend a lot of time doing stuff that most people would be like, no, I'm not doing that. For how much money? Nope.
Yeah, but it's strange now because everybody's an expert very, very quick.
Exactly.
Right? Because you can do a podcast, because you can put a phone on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like to think part of my credibility to somebody in here tonight is because, hey, this guy played professional soccer in the 80s. I grew up watching the New York Cosmos and Pelé. Ran a youth club for 13 years, so we'll check the player development category.
Yeah, been there, done that.
And now 25 years, you know, call World Cups. And, you know, I don't go out there advertising this stuff, but this is my bank
of experience.
I'll do it
for
experience.
You. I'll be your be your publicist.
That's my bank of experience. And it may be a little bit different than, you know, Bill and Ted's Great Adventure, and we got a podcast. And those things are important, too, though, and I'm not downplaying any of that.
Right.
There are some tremendous.
But you do a great show, and I love listening to you.
All right, what do you got tomorrow morning? I mean, tip us off. Come on.
Yeah,
don't hide.
It's not terribly exciting, but it's incredibly important. We're big supporters of pet adoption on the morning show.
That's huge. And, you know, I'm a dog guy.
Yeah,
I
know you're a dog guy. So the Montgomery County Animal Shelter. Not only are they at capacity, but people keep bringing in animals, and they're a no-kill shelter, and they're
overwhelmed.
They're overwhelmed. So starting Thursday, they're waiving all the adoption fees. You know, you come down, just sign the paperwork, and hopefully you can either foster or give these little guys
this is a great
a home.
This is very exciting. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
this is important stuff.
Well, I wasn't trying to downplay that. I just meant it wasn't like, you know, interview with, somebody incredibly famous. But it's near and dear to our heart, and we're very passionate about it. And I'm lucky that I get to spend a little time with those guys tomorrow morning. So 8 and 9, if you want to dial in, we'll tell you how to get up there and help these guys out.
Your family ever wanted a pet? Mom and dad, if you wanted to hook the kids up there.
Because a lot of people
dropping the fees.
A lot of people did during the pandemic, and then they went back to work and was like, oh, I can't care for little, you know, Fluffy anymore. They brought him back, which is sad. But
You know, it's amazing. You see people get dogs, and it's because they're very, very cute, and they forget that it's a responsibility, right?
Absolutely. And so, and I'll be up on my Facebook page if you guys want to see some of it or follow
shoot
me
out,
on Instagram
at
Fox26Ruben on all the platforms. If you guys want to follow, that would be amazing. And thank you for letting me get that plug in. Let's go back to Italy and Spain for 1 second.
Yeah, tell me.
So I don't even know what I was doing. I called you to make sure we were doing this tonight. It's like, I'm watching the game. You know, it's like, I was like, what the hell am I thinking?
Who's calling me during the game?
Right. And I went back and cranked it on, so got to see it, you know, watched about 15-20 minutes before they went to penalties. But the coin toss for me was like the exuberance of Chiellini.
Yeah, he's a Chiellini.
Yeah, that guy was like out of his mind, so happy.
May have been one of his last games.
It may have been one of his last international games, so that was fun.
He's one of the greats. He's Ruben Dominguez. Give him a round of applause, everybody, out here at Hugh O'Connor, 76-20.
Thank you, Duke.
Katie Freeway,
thanks, Glenn.
Great personal friend, most importantly, but fantastic at what he does. We're going to take a break here. A break is brought to you by Advantage BMW Midtown. I was just down there today, actually, down there with Justin, Stephen Prather, getting my car serviced. This is a beautiful thing. You get a car at Advantage BMW that cover your sales, service, finance. It's real easy, but you know, my car light goes on. Hey, you got to get the car serviced. You make one phone call. They got a loaner there for you. I'm in and out in 5 minutes. And I'm here in the loaner car tonight. So a big thank you to Justin, everybody down at Advantage BMW Midtown. And I thank them also Advantage BMW Midtown for supporting soccer on the airwaves. We are out here at Hugh O'Connor's. Come on in. I'm still waiting for the first person to come in with a Colombia or Argentina jersey, because if you do, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to a Houston Dynamo game. All right, we'll take a break here. It's all brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway. Get there.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
You are a cute...
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Hugh O'Connor's 7620 Katy Freeway, Marquee Entertainment Center, 18 TVs, big screen. It's the home of the Houston Liverpool Supporters Club. We got a nice group in here. If you're out and about on the town, come on in, join us. It is half price. Bangers and mash tonight, which is incredible. Sausage and great traditional English food. The English national team, England in action tomorrow against Denmark. Interesting thing today with Kasper Schmeichel, the goalkeeper for Denmark, in a press conference. Everybody was saying it's coming home, and he said, what's coming home? And mentioned, it's 1966, World Cup. And Schmeichel says, that's the World Cup. But we're talking about the European Championships. So I'd like that from him today. A couple of things here to talk about before we get a little conversation here with Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Just want to take you through a couple of things. Of course, last night, Brazil beat Peru in the Copa America. They are sitting in wait in the final. The final is Saturday. You can also catch that here at Hugh O'Connor's. Italy today advancing past Spain. And Italy started today with Donnarumma in goal. Emerson got the left-back call. Chiellini, Bonucci, Di Lorenzo, Barella, Jorginho, Verratti. By the way, Jorginho's penalty to win it was pretty off the charts. If you want to see a pretty incredible moment from the penalty spot. Pretty, ballsy move from him. Insigne, Immobile, and Chiesa, 4-3-3. Simone, Aspilicueta, Garcia, America Laporte, Jordi Alba was the back four for Spain today. Koke, Busquets, Pedri started. Torres, Yarzabal, and Olmo up front, 4-3-3. So my quick note here on Spain today was I thought they played the better football. I thought they were the better team overall. I think statistically, I haven't even looked at the stats. We can look at them in commercial break. I think it'll probably lean a little bit to them. Possession-wise, just didn't have the cutting edge in the final third. Just doesn't have that David Villa-type guy or Fernando Torres like in the old days. I'm not comparing this Spain to that team by any means. But having watched them throughout the tournament, I thought today their tempo was a lot higher. The ball was moving off their feet quicker. They looked sharper. I'm going to say probably some of that had to do with the opponent, Italy, and you know, the importance of the match, knockout round, all those things. I think for them, this has to be a pretty painful loss today. So Italy goes up in this one, I think, semi against the run of play. Chiesa. That's Enrico Chiesa. Was a great player back in the 90s, late 90s, in Italy. Played on a number of Serie A teams. And this is his son. His son has turned out to be a great player, too, and a national team player. And then Morata would come on in the 80th minute, and he's taken a lot of criticism for Spain. I don't think there's any question. And if you have any thoughts on Italy-Spain, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Morata scores, which I felt good for him because he's been under a tremendous amount of pressure. He's taken a lot of criticism. And then, unfortunately, he missed one of the penalties. The Chiesa goal, though, was kind of, in a way, epitomizing the new Italy. Today, you know, there was some tendency to drop off in a lower block defensively. They were pushed back by Spain. That is a little reminiscent of older Italian teams. This is a very different team under Roberto Mancini, but the goal they score is basically three passes, and they get to the edge of the Spanish box from one end of the field to the other. And then Chiesa scores a spectacular goal. Italians, like always, Chiellini, Bonucci, these guys getting in front of shots, key blocks, just incredible. But Italy looks a much more direct, aggressive, progressive team as opposed to sitting back and neutralizing people and waiting for that moment like maybe we have felt in the past. And they did defend deeper and they did break out a little bit more. They have been more aggressive in the earlier rounds of this tournament. I don't think there's any question. So if you have anything to say, let us know. Last night it was Lucas Paqueta in the 35th minute for Brazil. It was tremendous work from Neymar. When Neymar started hanging out with Justin Bieber, that's when I lost my love of Neymar. I hate to say that, but I have to be for full disclosure. I have to mention that. I'm obviously in the vein of the old school professional guys that are totally focused. I love the Kevin De Bruynes. I love the Harry Kanes. I love the guys that are all about the craft and a little bit less about the flash. But I also understand you got to have flash in the game now. You got to have five-star entertainment. So I don't mind that. I still love watching Neymar play. I think he flops a little bit too much for me. Sorry, Brazilian fan. That said, the guy is just off the charts gifted. But my guy I want to get to the final and then knock off Brazil is playing in about 5 minutes, and that's Lionel Messi in Argentina. And I hope he can win the Copa America. I don't know what you guys think out there. 713-780-3776. I think this is a bit more stable Argentina. I think it's a better Argentina. I think it's an Argentina that has quelled some of these problems with the Argentine FA, which is a cluster. I mean, these soccer federations are tremendous fronts for all kinds of corruption. I hate to say it, but to not support Lionel Messi in Argentina, which is got some of the greatest talent on the planet, along with Brazil, the greatest exporters of soccer players on the globe. I hope they get it done tonight against Colombia, and that's with all due respect to all my great Colombian fans and friends here in Houston who are going to be packing places tonight. The Colombians come out for Colombian national team soccer, I can tell you that. They'll be in different bars and pubs around town, and that goes back to our conversation with Ruben about we have got to get into the neighborhoods. We got to go to the people now. We can't sit back and, you know, just do it digitally. It's got to be hand-to-hand. It's got to be personal. It's eventually when the players, both on the Houston Dynamo and Dash, these protocols are lifted. There is nothing better than them as assets out in the community meeting people. This is how I've grown a radio show. This is how Ruben Dominguez has grown his show on Fox 26 because of his personality and his ability to talk and engage people. This is what you got to do. And there's a lot of people right now that with some of that engagement will come back to the Houston Dynamo. They'll come back quickly. They'll buy into the new plan, the new owner, the new excitement. But you got to get out there to them. And it's not going to happen by just putting your doormat out and saying welcome. So you got to go after it, and I hope we get aggressive on that standpoint when it comes to the Houston Dynamo. So Brazil beats Peru last night. The Brazil's beatable. I don't think there's any question. And Neymar comes out and says, quote, "I want Argentina. I'm cheering them on. I have friends there. And in the final, Brazil will win." So that just debunks my theory. That's good stuff when it comes to getting this Argentina and Brazil final, which everybody wants. Without due respect, you got to give respect to Colombia, though, and Argentina right now singing their national anthem like there's no tomorrow as they get set to take on Colombia. But that's the final the press everybody wants. And they haven't met in a Copa America final since 2007. It's quite a while ago. So interesting stuff there. And Lionel Messi, for me, he's got to cap that senior title. And it needs to be a Copa America win. Well, that's not a Kalani. That's a Chivas shirt. You're a Manchester United. Oh, it's an Ajax jersey. Is that an Ajax jersey? What does Victor come in with? Oh, it's Atletico San Luis. Sorry. Well, it's red and white stripes. You know, you always change the team you like. You know, you do change quite a lot. Now he's got a San Luis jersey on. You know, next thing I'll see you come in here with an Austin FC jersey on, and then we'll drop kick you out of here, Victor. I had to do that. If you come in with a jersey, we're gonna have some fun at the front door here. All right, so let's shift gears here to Denmark and England. So Denmark, we have to remind ourselves very quickly, you know, based on the whole thing with Christian Eriksen, did not win either of their first two games. And then they smash Russia, and then they advance. And now they've morphed into this incredible galvanized group of guys. They're going to play in Wembley tomorrow. They're not going to have a lot of Danish fans there due to protocol. So it's going to be 50,000 Englishmen and maybe 2,000 to 5,000 Danes. But they get 0 points in the first two games. They smashed Wales. Then they beat the Czechs in the quarterfinals. And then you got England, who's their real story outside of the smashing of the Ukraine has really been their collective defending. They haven't conceded a goal. So there's tremendous optimism. The whole hashtag bring it home goes back to 66 in the World Cup, which they won at home with Bobby Moore as the captain and Jeff Hurst scoring 4 goals in a World Cup final. So I forget, it was a little bit gloomy for England and England fans after the 0-0 draw with Scotland. Then it goes 180 degrees to elation after whacking Germany and knocking the Germans out. And then they thrashed the Ukraine, so now we got it all. We got a great collective defending team, and we've got a great attacking team now heading into the Danish, the Denmark game, which brings me to Jan Christensen. By the way, big supporter of this show, Jan. Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture on Fondren. Jan has been a longtime supporter of this show. Also, like Ruben, a very close personal friend of mine who... more importantly, that's the big thing between Jan and I. But Jan was over in Denmark. We gave away a Christian Eriksen jersey he brought back. This is a guy that's been known to jump on a plane and go watch FC Copenhagen play in a New York minute or go see the Danish national team play. So he is a passionate soccer guy. Quick word on Denmark heading into this. What we're going to do. Okay, here we go. So stay here. We're going to go to a break because I went a little bit long there. You're going to come back. We're going to get some thoughts from you. We're going to get Jesus Acevedo and Victor on as well. So we'll do it. Three guys on. All right, so we'll take a break here. As we go to break here, Jan will come back with me. Quick reminder, we're out here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub, 7620 Katy Freeway. Come on in now. We got... more to give away here when it comes to some giveaways. We got Argentina and Colombia in the Copa America on TV. There's all kinds of specials out here, including half-price bangers and mash. Come in here, get a Guinness, get a beer, have a cocktail. Come sit in with us. We'll take a break. It's Hugh O'Connor's Pub, 7620 Katy Freeway. The best Guinness in town and the best full Irish breakfast every Saturday and Sunday morning. It is the official home of the Euros for Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.